This is Wealth with Purpose with Alex Cook.
Welcome back to Wealth with Purpose. I'm Shane Holstein. One of the most common questions we get from listeners is, I want to start investing according to biblical principles, but I only have a small amount to begin with. Is it even worth it? Today, financial advisor Alex Cook is going to show us how you can start investing biblically with as little as $1,000. Alex Cook, thank you so much for your time today.
Great to be here.
And Alex, is $1,000 really enough to get started?
Absolutely, Shane. In fact, the reality is most of us start with nothing. Very few people are born, with inherited wealth. Most of us have to come out of school or uni, get a job and start from scratch. That's the reality for most of us. Yeah, you can start with a very, very small amount of money. The key really isn't how much you're starting with. To me, the key issue, I think, from a Christian perspective, is that we start off with the right heart and the right principles. That's where we really need to be getting started, because ultimately, faithful stewardship is not about the amount that we have. It's about being a good steward with whatever God gives us, whether it's a little or a lot. And the reality is small amounts can go a long way. I mean, I often say this when we talk about charitable giving. Your small seed that you sow into a Christian ministry may have a great multiplier effect. Well, the same thing applies to investing, with compound interest. Just investing a small amount can make a big difference over time. So if you invest, say, a small amount, say $100 a month into an investment, if that returns, 7 or 8%, in 30 years, it's worth 150 grand. So just from $100 a month. So that starting small is a great place to start and build up over time, because eventually, as your income goes up or your circumstances change, you'll be able to invest more over time. Don't despise small beginnings, as they say.
So what does biblical investing actually mean? How is it different from regular investing?
The foundation with all of this is always just this acknowledgement that everything belongs to God. Whether it's Psalm 24, verse 1, where it says the earth is the Lord's and all those that dwell in it, or there's other passages like where it says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. There's a whole range of biblical passages that point to the fact that we're not really the owners. We may be the legal owners, obviously, of the wealth, but the real owner is God, and we are called to steward it. So when we have that mindset, that's quite profound, I think, and that changes the way we think about investing from a biblical point of view. Then we need to then go into, if we acknowledge everything is God's, well, why are we actually investing the money? Is it for providing for our family? Is it for building our capacity to be more generous? Is it about preparing for the future? So to me, those things are all critical elements of investing biblically. It also means to learn to be wise. I think when you make investments, you should seek God in the decision-making process. The book of James says, if you want wisdom, well, the way to get it is ask God. And we need to ask God for wisdom in the investment decisions we make. And we also need to learn to be patient. I mean, one of the big problems with investments is fear and greed. And it's often because people are impatient with the capital they have. They're wanting to do things quickly. So if we have that slow growth mentality and being wise with what God puts in our hands, we're going to set ourselves up well, I think, for the future.
Well, Alex, that sounds great in theory, but practically speaking, how does someone with just $1,000 actually implement biblical principles?
Well, to me, it starts with, and I sort of alluded to this before, it starts with the idea of prayer. We need to seek God before we invest in things. Obviously, there's a whole range of good principles in the Bible, whether it's diligence, seeking God, etc. But the starting point is being grateful for what God has given us and being prayerful about what we're going to do with it. When we have that, and then we ask for wisdom, God, what do you want me to sow into? What do you want me to invest into? That, to me, is really the starting point. Then the second thing then comes into it is, well, okay, what investments can I put my money in that reflect biblical values, or put another way, don't necessarily negate, Christian values? So, for example, buying physical real estate, for example, as a general rule, is fairly ethically neutral. There's no danger in doing it. Whereas if we invest in the stock market, some companies are clearly perfectly okay, and some companies may support things that are, ethically questionable to a believer. So to me, having that thought process around, is what I'm investing the money in, is it something that I feel God would be comfortable with me buying? because I'm stewing it for God. So that's the second part. And then the third part is, to me, investment is a discipline. And the way to be good at it is to have that regular process. In other words, we're regularly building up our investment. So rather than buying something and hoping we can get rich quick, we want to commit to just that regular savings and building up our wealth slowly over time. That to me is the critical thing. And as I say, you can start that with as little as $1,000, and then you can keep adding to it, even if it's a tiny amount each month, $100 a month or $50 a month, whatever it is, just keep building away and chipping away over time. Will be critical.
My guest today is Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose, and we're talking about how to start investing biblically, even if only you have $1,000. So, Alex, let's get specific about that second point. What investment options align with biblical values for someone starting with just $1,000?
We've got lots of options here, and there's different ways of thinking about it. Unfortunately, in Australia, we don't have what I would call a Christian funds management industry. In the US, they do. It's incredible. There's what I'd call Bible-based managed funds and exchange-traded funds that you could put your money into, where it's very clear that the investment's been screened properly. In Australia and elsewhere, we can look at, say, if we took the stock market, for example, we can build a portfolio of shares that we want to invest in and screen out companies that we don't want to be involved in. So things like, say, gambling or abortion, things that we feel that conflict with our Christian values, we can screen out those sort of businesses. And of course, there is a rise of what we call the ethical funds management industry. You do have to do your homework there, because some of them are more climate change orientated as opposed to a Christian ethic, but they do exist. So the point here is that just with a small amount of proper diligence, you should be able to put together a portfolio that is, it's not perfect, by the way, but that is on the way to adopting a biblical-based approach to investing your capital.
And Alex, what's the biggest mistake you see people make when they're starting with small amounts?
There's probably almost two things. One is people who just kind of delay it because they kind of think, oh, I don't have enough, it's not really worthwhile. So there's a delaying process, so they put it off. I think that's a big one. But the other one also is this speculative mentality. And I see this particularly amongst young men more than anything else, and I'm probably guilty of it myself when I was a young guy, is this get-rich-quick mentality. I want to make a quick buck. I want to buy some speculative company, either an IT company or a mining company, or there's something that's really speculative. Probably cryptocurrency falls into this category as well, where many people's reason for buying is just because they think it's going up, not because they've done any meaningful due diligence, but because it's just going up and they've got that get-rich-quick mentality. And I think that's a real danger. The Bible points to the need to be faithful in little things. And if we're faithful in little, we'll be faithful in much. So that, to me, is the critical thing. So as I say, starting small is not the problem. It's more the heart issue might not be right when we start out. So we need to guard our hearts closely.
And speaking of faithfulness, Alex, how should someone think about growing that initial $1,000?
Well, to me, consistency is the critical issue. I think I sort of alluded to it before, the idea that even if you've got your $1,000, is just keep adding to it every month. I say to people, God calls us to various things in, whether it's, everyone's got different talents, different skills and gifts that God calls us to. And most of those things have nothing to do with money. And so with investing, we want to just get into the consistent habit of setting up ourselves in a good quality investment and just continually add to it every month, little by little. If you think about the amount of money people spend on coffee and things like that each year, if they put that same amount of money into investing every year and they did it over a 30-year period, they'd end up with probably quite a significant amount of money. It's not about finding the perfect investment or anything like that. It's just about this discipline of regular, consistent investing and putting money aside and saving for the future. That's how you get ahead.
And Alex, what if someone is worried that they can't afford to lose that $1,000?
Well, if you're in that situation, to me, you shouldn't invest. You shouldn't put capital in. You should always have, for example, an emergency money fund set aside, where you've got money set aside for if you lose your job or if your car breaks down, any of those sort of things, you need to have emergency funds set aside. So if you can't afford to lose funds that you put in, you shouldn't put that money in at all in the first place, in my view.
Alex Cook is my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. And we're talking about how to start investing biblically, even if only you have $1,000. So Alex, how do you address the concern that investing is somehow worldly or focused too much on money?
It's not an uncommon concern. I think we see a lot of believers, you know, life is not about accumulating possessions, right? Clearly. It is, though, about being a good steward of what God has given us. You know, we often call it the three T's, your time, your talents, and your treasures. You've got to steward those things well for God's kingdom. So to me, it's not about the amount of money that's the issue. It's about being a good servant with what God has put in your hands. The parable that I often refer people to is the parable of the talents, or depending on what version of the Bible you read, the parable of the gold bags, where the servant is rebuked. The one that is rebuked is the one that just buries it and does nothing with it. Now, you can apply that to our finances, to our talents, to our treasures, etc. But the point here is that we need to put things to work. We need to protect our capital against inflation, and we need to use the resources that God has given us wisely. And so to me, there's an onus on believers of becoming good with money. You don't have to be a fund manager, or you don't have to be a superstar or anything like that. We just need to be wise with how we use money so that we can provide for our families, we can build our generosity, and we can be good stewards with what God puts in our hands. So to me, that's the real issue here. So it's not that having wealth or even growing wealth is bad. It's the heart that often sits behind it. We know we shouldn't be acting out of greed or fear. We should be acting out of, okay, what am I going to do with this money for my family and for God's kingdom? That to me is the real focus of it.
And Alex, what should someone expect in their first year of investing?
Well, this is the thing. It's an education process, you know. Investing can feel like, particularly initially if you're not used to it, a bit of a roller coaster. You know, you might put your $1,000 into the markets and, 2 months later, it's only worth $800 and you go, hang on a minute, I've just lost 20%. How did that happen? But then a few months later, it might be back up to $100 or $120, $1,200. So the fact is, investing is something where it goes up and down. Obviously, property can go up and down as well. It doesn't have the same, it's not priced on a daily basis. It doesn't have the same perceived volatility. But the reality is, when you're starting out, you're going to have to go through an education process of understanding. And that's why I always say to people, start small, but just start. Make sure you start. Because when you start, you're going to learn and grow and learn why things happen that way. And then you're on the path to be a good steward.
Alex Cook is my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. Alex, this has been so practical. Can you give us a simple action plan for this week?
Whatever God has put in your hands that you feel that you want to invest, pray about it, you know, whether it's $1,000 or more, and just pray that God will guide you and help you to steward it faithfully. The second thing I'd say is to do your homework. You know, Bible calls us to be diligent, not to be, you know, we want to be good stewards, so we can't be reckless with the money that God's put in our hands. So do our homework, look at investments that we feel are going to be aligned with our faith. And then the third thing is, once you've found it, you know, open up an account and begin the process of investing. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, make sure you automate the process. You know, you want to get into that regular habit of building capital over time, rather than, you know, just checking your balance daily, worrying about it. You just want to get into the consistent habit of building capital over time. So that's, to me, how a simple plan to get people started.
And what resources would you recommend for someone wanting to learn more about biblical investing?
Yeah, look, I'd say people to check out our website, wealthforpurpose.com. There's lots of great resources there on investing and how to start the journey. And of course, there's lots of great books too that people can read about that have that biblical basis that underpins them. So the main thing is, you start that journey of education and start dipping your toe in the water so you can learn how to manage capital well over time.
Wonderful. And of course, I can go to your website for more information as well.
Yes, absolutely. Wealthforpurpose.com, a place to check out. And we'd love to see how we can serve you.
Alex Cook, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Shane.
Alex Cook is the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose.